morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and I just want to say thanks for tuning in. And we're going to start the show off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly means the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What are you up, boss? Welcome to the Max City Morning Show.
Buddy, Keith Simpson here from Neural Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
Okay, and we're back. First and foremost, before we get started, I want to give a big shout out to Keith, Thad, Nimmer, all the boys and girls down at Noral Toyota. Thank you for being the title sponsor of the show. We really, really do appreciate your support. It helps us keep the lights on, so thank you very much. Now moving forward with the guest, it's a returning guest. He's been here a few times. I love when he comes up because it's good for my stomach. As you know, I don't introduce my guests. I let them do that themselves. So on that note, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Great. Thanks, Elliot. Appreciate the opportunity to come back on the Max City Show. Name is Jay Falcone. Been in Fort McMurray over 35 years now, and I work at one of the oil sands plant. I work in the pension and benefit areas and human resources, and I also facilitate the financial literacy program for the Multicultural Association of Wood Buffalo.
That's awesome. But you're not here today, right now, to talk about financial literacy, your pensions and retirement. You're here to cook today.
Cook again, yes.
So we're, what's the word you used for this?
This is a regressive Italian dinner that we
there made. We go. So we've had the dessert, we've had the main, and so we're having appetizers today.
That's
so
right.
What are you making for us today?
Okay, so we're doing two simple appetizers. One is called a bruschetta. Okay, so if you really want to upset an Italian, you say bruschetta.
Okay.
A lot of people say that.
Yeah.
It's called bruschetta.
Okay.
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 So it's a classic tomato on a piece of bread.
And okay.
Love that.
Okay.
And then the second one is a roasted mushroom salad.
Okay.
Okay. Now okay. The first one, you yeah. see them a lot of restaurants to have them.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Right. Lots of different restaurants have them, but the roasted mushroom is one of my mother's recipes and I've never seen it in a restaurant.
Okay.
So it should be
interesting. Okay, maybe like if hopefully we're trendsetters and now you'll start seeing it in restaurants after this episode.
You never know.
Okay, so before we get into the kitchen and start cooking, why did you select these two appetizers to make? Like, why are they special to
you? Yeah, well, the first one is a classic one. So it's one of those appetizers that's easy to make. And once you perfect it,
yeah,
you'll never go to buying one at a restaurant or buying the little containers at the store. You'll make your own, and okay. kids love it.
Okay.
Right? Because it's somewhat like a little bit of a pizza. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to do a classic one. And right. then again, the roasted mushroom one is just a favorite of mine because it's unique. And most people probably have never had that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
as long as you're a mushroom fan, you're going to love it.
Perfect. Awesome. I love mushrooms. So we're all good to go. Okay, guys, listen, we're going to move to the kitchen. Let's get going.
Okay, so the first thing we're gonna do is we're gonna get the roasted mushroom salad going. So I'm gonna go over here, and I've got some white mushrooms. Okay, just gonna put them in a strainer here, and we're just gonna wash them a bit, just to get some of this dirt off, because there's always a bit of excess dirt. Now, I know some people will actually peel their mushrooms, no need to do that, because if you do that, we'll see you in a couple of hours. Okay, so that's just that there. Okay, next thing we're going to do is we're going to put the oven to about 400 degrees, and I'm just going to line a cookie sheet. You don't have to do this, but it saves on cleaning the cookie sheet after.
All right, I like that. And what are you spraying there?
Okay, this is just some cooking oil. Now, okay. if you don't have cooking oil, what you can do is just get some oil, olive oil, whatever, put it on a little bit of a paper towel and just get that going there. Okay. And then all I'm going to do is put it in my oven. And it's, again, at 400, And we're just gonna let that roast for about 20 to 30 minutes and we're gonna check it from town, okay? Okay, so the next thing we're gonna do is start working on the bruschetta. Okay, so I'm just gonna get some tomatoes here. Okay, and we're just...
So how many tomatoes do you think you're gonna be using here?
Usually I kinda go one per person. So, okay. You know, easy kind of math, depending on how many people in your family. So we're just going to cut these like this. Just dice them, okay? No need to be fancy. And we're just gonna put that in there. Okay, just be careful with the knife. And again, you can use different types of tomatoes. So obviously, I'm using, these are tomatoes on the vine. Mm-hmm. But you can use Roma tomatoes. If you use the small cherry tomatoes, it's gonna give a different flavor. So you play with the taste, right? Like each one of those tomatoes has a different kind of taste and texture, okay?
Right.
So we're just gonna continue to do that. Just cut the knob there a bit. And, you know, a fairly inexpensive appetizer to make, right? And the reason why restaurants have this is because people like it, plus it's a great profit margin.
Great.
Because this will range anywhere from $6 to $9, $10, depending on the restaurant that you go to.
Great.
So we're just gonna continue doing that. I'm just gonna cut one more. Okay. And you want a tomato that's somewhat ripe. Okay? Because if it's not ripe, it won't make as much juice, which you want a little bit of, okay? So you notice very, very simple. Okay, and there's nothing magic about this.
And so after you cut up these tomatoes, what's the next ingredient that we're moving on to?
Okay, next thing we're gonna do is we're going to put some garlic in there. So, you know, Italians love garlics.
Okay.
Okay, so the next part is the garlic, right? Because like I said, Italians love garlic. So we're just gonna get some garlic here.
Now, what I just noticed here is you don't have any fancy tools. You just cut that little clove off and used your pressure with a knife.
That's right. Now, you can buy, you know, garlic that's already cut in little jars. You know, if you like to do that, that's not a problem. You can use a garlic crusher. I just like doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can chop the garlic as fine as you want.
Right.
Okay, watch your fingers. Okay, I'm just gonna do that. I'm just gonna put that in there. I'm just gonna do another one here.
Yeah, you got that pretty fine there.
Yeah. No one's going on a date tonight, I don't think.
No.
So we're just gonna cut that. Okay. And again, to your taste, right? Some people like a lot, some people like less.
Right.
If you don't like garlic, you don't have to put it in here.
And so is that all that we're putting in there? Just the tomatoes and some garlic?
Yeah. No,
that's pretty basic.
I'm gonna put just a few other ingredients. Condiments, really, at this point.
Right.
So we're done, really, with the main ingredients of the bruschetta.
Okay.
Okay. So the next thing I'm going to do, Elliot, is I'm going to add my olive oil.
Okay.
So let's talk a little bit about olive oil, because lots of people have questions about, you know, what does extra virgin olive oil actually mean?
Yeah.
So it's got nothing to do about olives and what they do at night on their own.
Okay.
Okay. So there's different types of olive oils. Okay. So extra virgin olive oil. Think about when you make wine. There's different types of grapes that obviously change the flavors of the wine. Well, it's the same with olives. There's different grades of olives, different colors of olives that give different taste and texture to the wine. So extra virgin olive oil means that it's cold pressed, which means that they crush the olives against a millstone or something like that into a paste and then extract the water and it leaves the oil. Okay, that's called extra virgin olive oil.
Okay.
Okay. So there's no heat that goes into the process that gets more oil out of it. It's called cold pressed. Okay, that's extra virgin olive oil. Then you have extra virgin olive oil. Okay. Now, some people think that, okay, well, that's just, you know, the leftovers, but it's not. It's just lower grade olives.
Oh.
But it's also cold pressed.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
So then you have virgin olive oil.
Right.
Okay. And what they do with that is that they use that for, they'll use a heating process to get more out of that.
Okay.
Okay. So they use the cold press, then they use heat to get more olive oil out of that.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
And then you have, I call them adulterated oils, mm-hmm. which are a combination of, let's say, canola oil, sunflower oil, and olive oil.
Okay. Right?
Okay. So how do you know when you're buying a good olive oil?
Right. Okay. I'm just gonna ask.
So this one here is actually from Tunisia, from our friends in the Middle East. Excellent olive oil. And usually it's certified because olive oils cost money, right? There's a lot of scams out there. So this one here actually won an award. But really neat about this one that I just figured out, it's got a QR code. I scanned it and you can actually go and see the olive garden that it came from.
Oh, okay.
Incredible, okay? So the other thing is that you notice that it's in a dark bottle.
Okay.
Okay? That means that the light won't break down the oil.
Right.
Okay? And you want to keep it usually in a dark place all the time. So that's another sign. So if it's in a dark bottle or a tin, that's good. The third thing is, again, it's got some certification, which we've talked about, the cost. Mm-hmm. Usually extra virgin olive oil, it's a little bit higher than the other oils. Now, you don't have to go crazy. You can get a good quality extra virgin olive oil for $8 to $12 a bottle, depending on where you go. Okay? It also will say that it's extra virgin. And the other thing that it does is that if you keep this outside or in the cold, it'll actually solidify a bit. That's another way that you know that it's good. So sometimes when I buy my things in Edmonton and drive up and I put it in the trunk, I'll take it out and it's like clumped.
Right.
That means that's a good olive oil.
Okay, very cool.
So just a little bit of that. So what we're gonna do is just gonna add some here, okay? And you see I'm a little bit easy on the oil there, okay? Next thing is I'm gonna put some salt, okay? So I've got some nice...
You love this type of salt.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't seen you bring like table salt over here. You making the cracking noise.
Himalayan salt.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm just going to just combine it here. Now, the other thing I'm going to do is add my oregano.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Some nice oregano there. And again, people say, how much do you put in? You know, everyone is different, so make it like you like. We're going to taste it a bit. And then the last thing I'm going to do is I'm going to get some fresh basil. Okay. I'm just going to wash this a bit here. And I'm just going to just rip it up a bit here. No need to get fancy on cutting. And we're just going to put this in here like this.
Mm-hmm.
Can you smell that?
I can. It's delicious.
What does it smell like? It
smells like heaven.
Okay.
I feel bad for everybody watching that they can only watch.
I thought you were going to just say it smells like basil.
No.
Okay. Now the next thing I'm going to do is just some pepper, okay? A few cracks, okay? And then, so this is the bruschetta.
Okay.
Okay, we're just going to let it, those flavors get in there. I'm just going to taste it here.
You liking it? Okay, cool.
Okay, and that's it.
Sweet. All right, so now we're moving on to the...
We're going to wait and for the mushrooms to cook, and then we're going to move to the mushroom salad.
Cool. All right.
So the next thing we're going to do is we're going to get the mushrooms. Can you smell that, Elliot?
It smells unbelievable.
Okay.
So I'm a big fan of mushrooms.
So you'll notice we kept it in there actually about 30 minutes. Okay. But what you need to do is just chuck them, and you'll notice that they're a little bit of on the bottom brown, which is great. Okay. So what you want is, you don't want to cook them too much because you want to have a little bit of moisture still in there.
Okay.
Now these are hot. So next step is we're just going to cut them up.
Okay.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is, again, remember this is hot. So you notice, you see a little bit of that moisture coming out of there.
Right.
Okay. And this is going to give it nice.
Now this is for the salad.
This is a salad. So this is a roasted mushroom. Now again, you can use different mushrooms here, just like we said about the tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, you could use cremini mushrooms, you could use shiitakes. All of them are going to give you a different flavor in the salad, or you could do a combination of. We just use just your basic white button mushrooms, but you can use different ones, and again, that'll give you a different flavor. Okay?
Cool.
Okay, so the next thing we're going to do, we cut up the mushrooms. I'm going to go back to my garlic.
Okay.
We want some garlic in there. We're just going to chop this up the way I usually do it. And again, you decide how much garlic. Watch your fingers.
And like you said, it can be any garlic here. You could have purchased it. You could have chopped it up. It's preference.
Preference. And also quantity, right?
Mm-hmm.
How much you want, okay?
Okay.
One clove is good for us here. So I'm just gonna put that in there.
Okay.
Elliot. Now the next thing you're gonna do is, guess what? Our extra virgin olive oil.
Okay.
Right from Tunisia. Okay. And then I'm gonna put my trusty salt in here. So just a few cracks. Black pepper.
I'm so excited about this.
You should be. You get to eat for free again.
Yep.
Oregano, okay? And then all I'm gonna do is mix this up, toss it. Okay. I'm just gonna taste one here. I'm just gonna put a little bit more salt. Just a touch more pepper. Sorry, oil. Mix it up here. Okay, now the next thing I'm gonna do, I'm just gonna let it cool a bit. I'm gonna put it in the fridge.
Okay.
Okay. And
I don't know what's in the Max City fridge, so we're about to find out. I don't think there's much.
Oh yeah.
Empty. Excellent. So the next thing we're going to do is we're going to finish off the bruschetta. Okay, now remember how you put the tin foil in there? Look at that. That, you can actually just toss that and you got clean. Okay, so what we're going to do now, and again, you can use any type of bread. Okay, I just like a baguette because it's nice. Okay, just going to cut this in. Because there's three of us, just gonna cut this. Be careful. Okay, we're just gonna put this on the cookie sheet, and we're going to put it in the oven on broil. Okay. Now, some people may brush this with oil. You don't have to, because there's enough oil in our bruschetta mixture that's gonna soak it up really nice.
Okay? Oh, good call.
So we don't need all that extra oil. Okay, so just like that.
Yep.
Just gonna put it in the oven, okay? And we're just gonna let it toast. Now you don't go watch Netflix right now or on your phone, because this could really easily broil quickly. Okay.
Good to know.
So next thing we're gonna do is we're gonna take the bread out. Be careful with this, okay? And I'm just gonna put that on.
Oh, smart pan.
Like that. Okay. Notice that it's a little bit toasted.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to just plate. Okay, so we got one of these. And we're just going to put the bruschetta mixture on top of here.
Okay.
So you notice that it's got juice, so you didn't have to put oil on it, right?
Yep.
No problem with that. Look how nice that looks.
Delicious.
Okay, we're just gonna do another one here.
I feel bad for all the people watching at home.
Well, not really, because now they've got the recipe.
There you go. And they don't get to eat it now.
Yeah, and they can make this so simple.
Yeah.
And so good. Like I said, once you perfect this, you'll be always wanting to do it at home.
That's right.
Okay? So this is the last one, and then we're going to get the mushroom salad. Now, what I'm going to do on one of them,
right,
just to show you how you could change this up. Like, there's just so many variations on this.
Right.
Okay, but I'm just going to do one with something different.
Okay.
Just let me show you that. Okay, that's still hot, so I want to be careful. Okay, so what I'm going to do on one of them is, this is balsamic glaze.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm just going to put it on one of them. And all I'm going to do is just do that.
My mouth is watering.
And this gives it a totally different flavor.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
So now I'm gonna get my mushrooms. Okay, so now I've got my mushrooms.
Yep.
This is the mushroom salad. I'm just gonna move that wok there. And we're just gonna put some on the side here.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so again, this is an appetizer, right?
Mm-hmm. So,
there we go. How does that look?
Delicious. You can't plate this fast enough for me.
Okay. And just one final thing there. That's good. Okay, so look at that.
Wow.
Bruschetta and mushroom salad.
All right, let's get eating.
Okay, and we're back. Here comes the moment of truth. I'm going to start off with the mushroom salad.
Okay.
Wow. Yep, that's everything I hoped it would be. I love mushrooms. So this is something really quick and easy.
Quick and easy, but very tasty, right?
Oh, it's delicious. It's so good. Now, I've had your bruschetta before, but I've never had it.
You mean bruschetta?
Bruschetta. But I've never had it with the, what did you put on this
one? Balsamic glaze.
Okay.
Try it with the balsamic glaze.
Yeah.
Tell me what you think.
That's good. So now my question about this one was, we let it sit not very long, but between coming from the kitchen back to the set, we let it sit, and so that glaze soaked into the bread a little bit.
Yeah, and the glaze, if you think about it, it's balsamic vinegar. It's a little sweet, and it's a little thick because it's glaze, and it just gives it a totally different flavor than the regular bruschetta. Now, you could do variations on the bruschetta. You can put some Parmigiano cheese on.
Okay.
Mozzarella, right? You can actually put this mushroom mixture on top of it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because bruschetta is really just bread with some topping. Okay?
Oh, wow.
So this was our regressive dinner.
Yeah.
So
it was delicious.
You've got three different meals that you can make,
right,
for an Italian meal. Impress your friends, your family, and go back and watch the other shows.
That's right. So, what did we cook in total in with the three different episodes?
So we've done obviously tonight the mushroom salad, the bruschetta as an appetizer. Last time we did the pasta cacio and pepe, pepper with cheese, with zucchini and bacon.
That's right.
As the main course. And then for the dessert, we did the ricotta pears with poached pears with ricotta cheese mixture.
Mm-hmm. That was a banger. That dessert was so good and so unexpected. When you said you were coming to cook pears for dessert, I was a little bit skeptical, but you nailed it. So, Jay, before we cut you loose today, as you know, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug at the end of the show. So you got the lights, the camera, and the mic. Have fun.
Yeah, well, thanks, Elliot. So what I want to talk about is actually we're doing another financial literacy program, offering it again through the Multicultural Association of Wood Buffalo. We're going to be starting, I don't have the exact dates, but sometime in April, and it'll go for 2 months, and it's practically free, $25. So if you just keep going to the website, Multicultural Association of Wood Buffalo, you can register there, and come out and get some financial literacy.
There we go. Well, Jay, thank you for coming to cook all this food for us. I know you've said, like, we did a, what back? How did you say it?
Regressive dinner
here. But I'm voluntelling you. You're coming back to cook some more food.
Sounds good.
Right on. Okay, well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, thank you very much for tuning in. I do appreciate it. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. Thank you very much for helping us keep this going. Really do appreciate it. Everybody at home, I hope you're having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.